Let us pray. Almighty God, we want to thank you for another blessed day, a day that we are able to come into your presence. We know that today is a day of blessings, and it's a day of closer walk with you. Lord Jesus, as we come under the authority of your word, we pray, O Lord, that every fear in our lives will be cast out in Jesus' name. Lord, that in total confidence we will march towards your promises for our lives and even for your church in Jesus' name. Lord, in every way that the enemy has been depriving us of that which rightly belongs to us, and that where we have lacked boldness to go and repossess our possessions. Father, after hearing you this morning, Lord, in boldness we will possess our possessions in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' glorious name we have prayed. Amen. We are welcome to school this morning. We are looking at fear. We are looking at what? Fear. I want to believe that God has a reason why we are talking about fear. I remember just a couple of weeks ago or so, we spoke about fear again. And God just laid it in my heart to prepare a Sunday school on fear. When you start to hear God speak this way, it means that God is preparing his people for something that they need to accomplish for him. And I pray that every assignment that God is going to give us, that we are meant to accomplish for God, we are not going to fail in them in Jesus' name. Fear is the word we are looking at. And I want us to open our Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 12. I want two people to read, please. The first person to read, verse 4 to verse 9. And then verse 4 to verse 8. Then the other person will read verse 9 to 12. Luke chapter 12. Somebody to read verse 4 to 9. 4 to 8. Somebody to read 9 to 12.
Fear not those who kill the body and after this have no more that they can do. But I will swear you whom ye shall fear. Fear him who after he has killed has authority to cast into hell. Yea, as I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 asaria before God? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not therefore. You are better than many sorrow. But I say to you, whosoever shall confess me before men, the Son of Man will confess him also before the angels of God.
Be forgiving him. But to him who blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now, when they bring to you, to the synagogue, the magistrates and the authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Fear. This is what Jesus has to say about fear. And I want to tell you that this is what we have to say as a church about fear too. Jesus divided fear into two. He told us that there are things We should not fear. And he also told us the kind of fear we should have. And he went on to tell you that every hair on your head is numbered. Every hair, every single strand is numbered. Not only are they numbered, they are actually known to God. And the Bible makes us to understand this morning that not a single one of these strands of hair can fall to the ground without God being aware of it. Can you imagine that? Not a single strand can fall to the ground without God being aware of it. So you can imagine that there are over 6 billion people on earth, and God is aware of every single hair on everyone's head. I'm not sure of any computer that can do that yet. Every single hair on everybody's head. And there are, in fact, the population of the world is now tipping towards 7 billion. And God can recall and has in mind every single strand. How much more you and I? That's what the Bible is telling us this morning. So it's a subject we should take very, very seriously, the subject of fear. As we will see in the next 2 weeks, because fear can deprive us of a lot of things, or actually stop us from being who God wants us to be. My prayer for us this morning is that every strand of fear in our lives will be destroyed from today in Jesus' name. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Hebrews 10, verse 35. Let's read it together. It says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Let's go again. "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Again, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Praise the Lord. So God is the one actually speaking to us this morning and say, do not lose your confidence. Irrespective of what you may be going through today, God is saying to you, don't lose confidence. Irrespective of what you are passing through right now, God is saying, don't lose confidence. The Bible says, when you don't lose confidence, there's reward for you. It does not matter how hard what you are about to go through may seem to you. The Bible is telling you this morning that you must not do what? You must not lose confidence. Because once you lose confidence, fear is what makes you lose confidence. So if you do not allow fear to operate in your life, you will not lose your confidence. You will not lose your composure. You will remember who you are in Jesus Christ. When fear creeps into one's mind, there is a tendency for us to forget who we are and who Jesus and God has declared us to be. So if there's anything or any word you are going to take home today from this Sunday school, is to remember that you must not lose your confidence. So what is fear? Fear as an entity, or when used in the form of a noun, is the feeling or thought of the presence of danger or possible unfavorable outcome. So we are fearful when we think there's danger or when we think that the outcome is not going to be good. That is the definition of fear. Again, remember that there may be no basis to this kind of fear. At times, there may be bases. In other words, what you can see physically, what the doctor's report is saying, what scientific evidence is saying, there is enough to actually, based on what you can see or what your senses can perceive, there is enough for you to fear. But the Bible is telling you not to fear. Praise the Lord. Fear can also connote or mean a disposition to reference God. That is the kind of fear that God wants us to have. Remember, I told you that Jesus divided it into two. He said, do not fear him who can only kill the body. He said, but fear him who can kill the body and kill the soul and cast it into hellfire. So the referential fear of God is what God encourages us to have. But the fear of things around us, in fact, the fear of man, we are going to look at different kinds of fears this morning. The different types of fears that are contained in the Bible. We will look at them. God is telling us not to fear. Joshua, go and sit down. Quick. The Bible warns, he warns us against the first type of fear. Look at Revelation. In case you don't know that God takes it very seriously, let's look at Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Revelation 21, 8. Revelation 21, 8. What does it say? Praise the Lord. Okay. I'm going to reread it. And I'm going to read it twice. First of all, I'm going to read it from King James Version, okay, as our sister has read. And I'm going to read it from Amplified Version. So you can get the, you know, so you have an understanding of the value God places on your confidence, on your not being fearful. 21:8, it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. What does this mean to us? When you read this, what does it say to us immediately? In other words, the Bible is saying the people who are fearful, okay, and the people who are unbelieving, and the people who are abominable, people who are murderers, who are whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and liars. And the people who are fearful, they belong to the same family. Am I right? What does it mean to be abominable? When they say abomination, something abominable. Eh? Let me use, how many of us understand Yoruba? I'm sure most of us understand Yoruba here. Abominable means in korira, something to be detested, to be abhorred, to be avoided. In koiri, that's how God looks at it. So the fearful people who can't stand up for Jesus, people who cannot stand for the truth, the liars, the unbeliever, the whoremonger, say they belong to the same group. So it's a very serious thing. God takes fear very, very seriously. He does not expect his children to be fearful. Let me read another version. He said, but as for the cowards, so the fearful are cowards. He said, but as for the cowards, when you see the truth and you can't say it, he says, you are a coward. He said, but as for the cowards and the ignoble and the contemptible and the cravenly lacking in courage and the cowardly submissive, and as for the unbelieving and faithless, and as for the depraved and defiled with abominations, and as for murderers and the lewd and adulterers and the practicers of magic arts and the idolaters, those who give supreme devotion to anyone or anything other than God, and all liars, those who knowingly convey untruth by word or deed, all of these shall have their part in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. Is this comprehensive enough? It's a very serious thing. Every spirit of fear in your life this morning is broken and cast out in Jesus' name. Because we cannot do this work with fear. It's so important. If we are going to successfully do the work of the ministry and to please God, fear has to be cast out of the window. That's why sometimes some people will say, there's nothing I cannot say. Because I know that mixing fear with it is equals to condemnation from God. It may mean approval by man, but it means condemnation with God. You will not be condemned in Jesus' name. So, God is seriously against this type of fear. Anything that we exalt above God is what we fear. But God encourages the second type of fear. Let's look at Leviticus chapter 25, verse 17. Leviticus 25, 17. Somebody quickly read. That's what we practiced last week. How to quickly open your Bible. Do not do what? Do not do what? Take advantage of each other. When you take advantage of another brother or sister, you don't have the fear of God. You may think it is wisdom. You have four things. I know people who do it. They have four things. You have two. They will come and do like, you know, and they will take your own two to add to their own, because they know you are compassionate. God is saying, when you do that, you don't have the fear of God. Do not take advantage of your brother or your sisters. Do what? Fear God. You know that maybe your brother, your sister is a gentle person. He's not going to, you know. And you say, some people say, I want more also. And you say something to insult them. And you say something to hurt them. Because you know that person may not answer you back. God is saying, you don't have the fear of God. Do not take advantage of each other. Fear God. Yes, I want you to also read Deuteronomy 6, verse 1 to 3. When you fear God, you won't take advantage of someone else. The person don't even have to defend themselves. You will know not to take advantage of them. Oh, yep. I didn't need to carry him. Don't let him come here again. Good. Praise the Lord. So to fear God is to do what? Is to keep his commandments. So to fear God, we will look at what it means to fear God when we look at other things. To fear God is one, not to take advantage of another person. To fear God is also to do God's will, to do his commandments. Yes, can somebody quickly read Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 to 11. That's what the fear of God is about.
Of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy is intelligence. Fear by me that days shall be multiplied, and years of life shall be added to thee.
Praise the Lord. Listen to this. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. The knowledge of him is what is called intelligence with God. Well, some people misconstrue it. They think they are intelligent when they can deceive. The church must not be like the world. I listened to a documentary on my way to Darwin last Monday. And the documentary was basically about the global financial crisis that started in 2008. And the documentary showed how the financial institutions in the U.S. went as far as the Harvard Business School to corrupt the professors there. It's documented, so I'm not saying something that is not known. They made sure they put some of the professors on the board. Apart from their earning in school, some of them were making like $500,000 yearly. And so what happens is this. The economic policy that is coming from the government, I mean, because some of these people are the people who are then appointed as advisors to the president. They are the people who give advice to IMF, World Bank, and so on. So the economic policy that people think they are getting, they think they are pure, well thought out economic policies. And these are policies that have been corrupted by the financial system. In a way that those who are the helms of the financial system were making billions. And nobody could say it. Because it's the same people that get recycled and get appointed. In fact, some of the people who are in the current administration in the U.S. were named among them. That is why we, as children of God, cannot do things like this, like the world. We see people succeed. We see people riding big cars. They compete. Who is going to have the biggest plane? Who is going to do this? And we just look at them and we try to be like them. We are not of the same stock. We are not at all. Some of these people are crafty. In devilish ways, they are crafty. They ruin lives. They destroy homes. Because some people have committed suicide because of the actions of some of these people. And we think that is intelligence. The Bible is saying the fear, the knowledge of God is what? Is intelligence. America has corrupted the church. America has corrupted almost all faces, because the bigger the better. It's only the person who has money that is accorded respect and in everything, and it can flow down into the church. I'm not saying church people should be poor, but what I'm saying is that anything that will make us lose godliness, it's not the fear of God. And my prayer is this, and I will continue to pray, as many as will stand and say, because of God, I choose to live godly. Because of the fear of God, I choose to live godly. The Lord will always reward you, and he will not allow you to be put to shame in Jesus' name. You see, this second kind of fear that makes you deprive yourself of things because of God is what leads to godliness, and God encourages it. And I'm telling you, the difference is this. The other person who is deceitful may get it earlier than you. But I'm telling you, you will get to your destination in Jesus' name. And the other difference is this. By the time they get it, they will lose it. Because that's what the Bible says. Because eventually, the riches of the hidden will flow to you. Why will it flow to you? Because the wicked will not know how to keep it. When he gets it, he will go and buy cocaine with it. the guy who is drinking cocaine, smoking marijuana, he will end up needing a psychiatrist. He will come and see me and I will take his money. Am I lying? Aha! You remember the those of us from Nigeria, remember there was a singer who sang a song. He said, Kongun, 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 Akongun, Sibikon. You know? It is not hard work that kills. Too much enjoyment kills. Eh? Too much enjoyment, he will go and break his leg and he will come to you and you will fix him. Aha. That's how the riches of the hitting will flow to you. They will drink until they've destroyed something and they will come to me and I will start treating them. Praise the Lord. The fear of the Lord. It's good to fear God. You know? I think I will leave it here, you know, for this morning, because it's something that is lacking today and we cannot afford it. We are going to look at the different kinds of fear next week. Different types of fear. And my prayer is that God would deliver us from every form of fear in Jesus' name. The fear that leads to godliness is the only fear that will operate in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Can we just rise on our feet? As you can see, I'm also getting more and more disciplined. Praise the Lord. So it's 9:30. 10:30. Aha. So as we come early, we too will try and keep to time so that we are finishing and going on time. Praise God. Can you just speak to the Lord now and say, Father, every form of fear that has been operating in my life, we are going to be praying this prayer for the next few weeks. Fear of tomorrow. Fear of how will I make it? Fear of, you know, of failure. Fear of how my children will turn out to be. Fear of my job, losing my job. Fear, every kind of fear. Take it to the Lord this morning and say, Father, I banish every form of fear from my life. From this morning, in Jesus' name. Every fear. Every fear that wickedness and darkness will overshadow me, I come against it in Jesus' name. Every fear of loss, every fear of death, every fear of disease and infirmities, you are broken this morning in Jesus' name. Every fear of failure, you are broken today in Jesus' name. Every fear of poverty, every fear regarding how our children will turn out to be, Lord, we break it this morning in Jesus' name. Every fear that holds us back from talking about Jesus and declaring his goodness, we come against it in this place in Jesus' name. Every fear that makes us unable to identify with the Lord, we come against you in Jesus' name. No fear will rule in the life of your people anymore. It does not matter what evidence the enemy has to show. From today, your people are liberated in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless you. Your people are free indeed from every form of fear, from every form of intimidation, from every form of unworthiness, every kind of fear that steals the heart of the people. Lord, we come against it from today in Jesus' name. Lord, your people will walk in total boldness. They will walk with courage, O Lord. They will be who you have made them to be in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.